Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before that can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. Well, first of all, Nicole's not here. I'm waiting for her. I thought she was signing in, but she didn't. So it's just me. So how is everyone tonight? I'm hoping Nicole will join us. The weather's not so great out there, so I'm hoping she didn't get caught in traffic. But I also had trouble logging on tonight, so maybe she's having the same trouble. But thank you for joining us. Now, since Nicole's not here, I can't screen people, so maybe I can see that Jean Steele is listening. Maybe she could message Nicole and see where Nicole is so that I can do the dashboard and talk to our first caller, who I do know who this is, so I'm not nervous to pick her up. If the rest of you want to talk to us, please press the number one. Otherwise, I don't know that you want to talk to me. So here we are. I'm going to pick the number 631. The last four digits are 5170. Hello, you're live on and on the air.
Hello?
Hello, this is Cindy, and who is this?
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. So I'm glad you called in. Are you feeling any better tonight? I know you had a little bit of a fall. Maybe you could share with our listeners all you've been through.
Oh, God. I fell on roller skates and fell flat on my back, and I broke, I fractured my T12 vertebrae. I crushed it, basically. I'm trying to manage, but it's probably the worst thing that can happen at this point. I've been through a lot of surgeries, so this is probably, the worst. I mean, they're saying I don't need surgery, but I have to get a second opinion, obviously. And it's very uncomfortable because I have to wear this big, huge back brace that covers my neck down from the front and the back. So.
Oh, my God. And how are you sleeping?
I'm kind of sleeping in increments because I'm a side sleeper, and I'm afraid in the middle. So I'm waking up. And it's crazy because, first I had COVID, and I was having trouble sleeping because I kept thinking I was going to stop breathing. And then I got the shingles, and I was in a lot of physical pain where my back hurt. And now I feel like I'm right back where I was. And it's been like a five-month process since February that I think I was only not sick for like maybe a month of the summer, where I started to think I was going to feel better, but I think I'm having like long COVID symptoms on top of it.
That's when I was shuffling some cards. I said, "Yeah, you still have some long COVID, unfortunately." Okay,
yeah.
So
they've given me some like fish oils, but then they were going to try. He was going to try to prescribe ivermectin, which is the thing in the news. And I was like, what is that? I went home and Googled it. And the scary thing is he told me that you can't get it and I can't prescribe it because it's impossible to get. And I didn't know what it was at the time. So I went home and Googled it and realized, wow, I don't know. I should be switching doctors maybe because I would never prescribe this for anyone. It's horse dewormer.
I know. But they're saying that you shouldn't be prescribing it. I think it's such a mixed message.
The FDA And the American Medical Association said to not prescribe it, that it doesn't, there's no proof in studies that it's statistically significant to work in the first place. Besides, I'm at the point where they really know nothing about COVID, that they're just using people that have long COVID guinea pigs and just try anything. We don't know if it's going to work, but let's just try anything. It's a little bit scary. I'm not a science project. You know what I mean? So I'm only taking the vitamins, you know, that they're
saying.
Right,
yeah, I would advise you that too. You know, and we're not allowed to talk about medical things, but I would just kind of tell you, I don't think I would take that, but it looks like give yourself a little time because the COVID, you know, it looks like you're going to, you know, get over some of it. And you know, you've had a hard year.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I you know, after this happened, I kind of taking a semester off. I just couldn't. I couldn't think that I could pay for this semester while I was like this. I just felt like I would be completely unproductive.
Right.
You know, it would be like almost pulling teeth for me to do my homework in this kind of feeling like this. Like, it's just,
right.
I would not have motivation because I'm in pain.
You made the right decision because you really need to rest. And, you know, COVID is so stress, or, you know, gets worse with stress. So, you know, rest, you know, catch your breath a little bit. It does look like you'll get better from this whole back thing. So you just need to do what you're doing. 2022 looks like a better year here. I can't see how it could be worse. You know, so 2022 looks like a great year for you. So you'll be starting school again in January or so.
Yeah, I just figured, you know, I just need, you know, a semester. I probably have to wear this brace maybe about 4 months. So, you know, I'm actually in a way glad that it didn't happen to me while I had paid for the class, because that could have been a nightmare trying to get my money back. It happened before. I don't get charged a cent, you know, because I withdrew. I took a leave of absence before I had to pay for anything. And the classes didn't start, so I was able to return my book that I purchased. And, you know, not,
right,
you know,
exactly.
Not much.
Well, yeah, everything
was good.
Because
if I had started it, it would have been a whole process to get money back, and I might have gotten all of it back, you know?
Right, and I think that might have been a little bit too much. So, you know, it does look like you made the right decision. Things look better for you coming up. Try to just rest now. Like, you took a lot of stress off yourself, which is important. Okay, because it really looks like, you know, and, you know, don't do anything crazy to get better with taking crazy stuff. Just do what you're doing. And that will probably make, you know, I'm not seeing anything bad in your card. You already went through the worst. You know, you will do well in school when you go back. So in the meantime, you know, how is your money situation holding up?
Not good. You know, my father is really nasty to me. You know, my sister's nasty to me. And, you know, it's just like, you know, not, you know, it's like I hurt my back so bad that they're not even asking if I need help. Like, my sister dumped me at the hospital and didn't stay with me because she was afraid she would get COVID. And I was in a non-COVID section, but the person next to me had pneumonia. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah, no. And again, well, you know, what you want to do is just get back to school, get your career, so you won't be dependent on anybody anymore. You know, it's that goal. But,
I have to, you know, unfortunately, I have to make up. I still have to make up some stuff for hours, but she's going to give me a little bit of a break in terms of, like, I can't do it right now.
Right.
Maybe I'll start in, like, maybe after a month, like it's just too painful and it'd be too hard for me to get around. I may have to do some hours that I got to make up. I got to figure out what I have left, and I got to figure out, you know, and I still have to do one law paper, you know. So I have stuff to keep me busy in the meantime, regardless, but, you know, at least I don't have other stuff that is preventing me from doing what I need to do. I just took that out of the equation, you know.
Right. Well, that's what I would do. And at this point, there's not much else that I can tell you other than that 2022 promises to be better. So just don't worry about anything. Get yourself better. Okay, rest. And who knows, maybe God hurt your back because you didn't need to push too hard. I mean, maybe you would have just gone too hard full stream with school, and it looks like maybe your COVID wasn't over enough for you to go full steam ahead.
So, oh, I know. I'm just so tired, you know. But now the worst thing is like when you have back pain, it wakes you up throughout the night. Hold on, sorry. It wakes me up the night.
Well, that's what's good, that you don't have too much pressure on you. Well, call in again.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get another caller. And, you know, good luck to you. Nothing, you know, there's nothing that time won't fix here, okay? You just need patience, okay? Be a little patient.
Well,
with
you
want to
hear something funny? I had a guy contact me on Facebook that I was talking to like a couple months ago. But I'm just like, really? Now? I don't even want to go on a date looking like this. Like, I was like, you know.
All right, well, just let him know that it's not a good timing, and you'll contact him when you're better.
You know, like it was just like he must have saw me on Facebook and realized he was chatting with me and then tried to friend me on Facebook. But I don't friend people I don't know on Facebook, so I just sent him back a message, you know.
Okay.
But like,
that's true. That's true.
You know.
But at least... You know, hang in there till 2022 because that promises to be better for you.
Okay.
Well, good luck. And Nicole's not here, so I got to try to screen some other callers. Okay. I don't know where Nicole is. Bye for now.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm getting to Karen right now. Okay. 718-8555. You're live and on the air. How are you? And how's my Karen?
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. And I don't know what happened to Nicole. I don't know where she is. So that's
I sent her a
crazy
message, but she didn't answer me back yet.
I know. It's a little unusual, you know. It's a little unusual.
Well, hopefully she's napping.
But how are you? So I'm so glad to hear you. So what's happening in your world? You're back to teaching?
Well, I went back to work today. I've worked summer school, so I didn't only have a couple of weeks off, but I have a reading with you next week, so I'm excited about that. But
yes.
I do have some good news. Finally, all my paperwork, my divorce went through the courts, so now they're in the courts. Everything's signed and filed. Finally,
wow.
For the gay time.
Well, this has been how many years now?
Oh, a long time, but with COVID, we had to get new lawyers, and I had to get new paperwork done, and everything had to be re-signed, and then it was all digital, and then, you know, we wanted to get it done now, so we didn't have to go to court, so that way it would be quicker, so too, and more efficient. So now at least it's all, right now the courts still weren't open when we filed everything.
Well, notice how both callers have COVID, you know. it seems to put a damper on a lot of stuff, but okay, how are you feeling? Because why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your relationship, because you had been soulmates with your husband when you first met him, and then it just didn't work. So how are you feeling, actually? Are you feeling relieved, happy, sad? What's your emotions about all this?
Oh, yeah, relief. Once I saw that the lawyer sent it, everything was filed to the courts, I was so happy, like just relief finally, because we've done this step so many times that it never got to the courts filed completely. So this looks like it's complete.
Wow. Well, that's excellent news, Dan. But, you know, you've had a long time to mourn for the ending of this relationship. You know, this has been going on for a long time.
correct? So.
Yes, yes, yeah. In the beginning, it was hard, and I would say, you know, just it took me a long time to realize that, you know, I deserve better, and there's more than one soulmate out there, and I deserve better. I deserve to be somebody's first.
Well, your father's clapping his hands on the other side, absolutely thrilled that this chapter is going to be closed for you, and have you had any interaction with your ex about it?
No, nothing about this since it went through, but my son is with him for the week, so I know he's ready to come back. So he's definitely had his fill. So he is with him right now.
Well, I think the universe was kind and kind of had your son be there during this because your ex, you know, for all he messed up and screwed up, he knows he lost the love of his life. So, you know, I don't think he feels relief. I don't think that's the emotion he's feeling right now. He's feeling
and
that could
be why he's not talking to me. And that he's not really talking to me, so I think that's why, probably why.
Oh, yeah, because he's feeling more regret and remorse, not so much relief, because, you know, his behaviors really caused this to happen. So, you know, it's good timing now, though, because it's almost like, you know, I keep shuffling your cards, and I'm like, and I'm asking your dad, like, why doesn't she have a soulmate yet? It should be brought here already. And he was like, we kind of needed this divorce to be through because it never goes over well with people, even though you say, well, I'm getting a divorce. It's in the process because people don't even believe that anymore. It's like, you know, because people are always saying that, and they're not getting divorced. So it looked like you needed to get these papers in your hand, this deal finally done and over with so that your father could bring you your soulmate. So are you feeling ready for it?
Too. Oh,
when
I'm
it comes, are you feeling ready?
Yes, definitely we're ready. Definitely, definitely. But I knew that it had to have the complete closure before I can move on.
Of course. And, you know, sadly, you know, your father, you know, he's kind of believes in marriage.
Yeah.
And believes, you know, that, you know, if you can keep a marriage together. But in this case, he's like, no, this had to be done. This couldn't work, no matter what you did. And, you know, he's happy that you'll be a free agent. Have you dreamed about your father, your brother lately? Because your brother's around a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. I've been dreaming lately. I didn't dream for a while. But the last couple of weeks, I've been back to dreaming again. And he sent me something about fixing something, and it became a mess, and I'm just cursing him and my other brother. I said, you guys are just the worst. You have to fix this all, you know, like, just like stuff around the house, and like a fence or something, or gravel. He gave me all this gravel with the truck came. I'm like, you really got to send me a truck right before the snow? Like, it was just funny. I was like, stupid things with him.
Wow. Well, know that he's watching over you. He's around a lot, and, you know, your father's there. They're very excited about your son starting college, too, so that's all good. You know, everything actually looks very, very, very great here. So, you know, your dad's just saying, I'm sorry for the delay with the soulmate, but timing wasn't right. And then we had COVID. It seemed to slow up a lot.
Right.
You know, it kind of derailed the world. But, you know, are you feeling, like, ready for new love to come now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm definitely just a relief that this paperwork was over and that I could, I mean, I feel like it's been over for a long time, but I know, you know, technically the paperwork had to be done again. We talked about Mike, you know, thinks he's sick and he won't go to the doctors and, you know, he's pulling sympathy cards and I know better.
Well, I would say to you, don't be manipulated. Okay.
Right.
You know, it means stand strong. You know, we talk about why good people can't lead bad relationships. And you were a person that had all the traits of that kind of a person. You were loyal. You were too forgiving. You loved him. You kept thinking you could fix him and change him. And, you know, you had to go through a lot to become the strong person that you are now. And, you know, you could thank your dad from above because he seems to be your rock of emotional energy. You know, he's always guiding you. And he's also talking a little bit about your mom, by the way. You know, he's thanking you for everything you're doing for her. And, you know, he worries about her. You know, he's a little bit of a worrier. And, you know, your mom misses your brother a lot. Does she talk to you about him at all?
No, but she's definitely been sad since he's passed. And yesterday she said to me, she's like, oh, I wonder who's next that I'm going to have to bury. And I'm just like, Mom, don't talk like that. That's not my mother at all. I'm like, I cannot believe you said that so negative. I was like,
well, that's what happens when you live long enough. You start. That's not an uncommon thing to hear from older people, but that's giving you a little heads up that she doesn't want to be here to bury anybody else. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I know. She said that, you know, before, and I understand that. And I don't blame her. And you know, I said every year has been a gift with her, and it's been, God, now it's 15 years since my dad passed. So just every year has been a gift with her. So, I mean, I think she's done pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because she's had you and your love and your son and, her family around her. But, she doesn't really want to bury anybody else. I mean, that's kind of what she says to God every day.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
to bury anyone. And you can't blame her, but there's a little bit of depression showing in her cards. So there's a little bit of low-grade depression. You know, are you aware of that?
Yes. I mean, she's always been a little bit of depression. She's a loner. Certain things make her very happy, but she's always been, since my dad died, she's always had that little depression. She misses him, and it's always been there.
Right. And then when your brother died, it compounded it. So
yes.
Your father just says, be there for her. You know, he'll have some more things to say to you in your private reading, but
right.
That's pretty much, right now. Keep your, keep her spirits up if you can, is all he said.
Yes. Yeah, I try. Little things make her happy, so I try to, when I take care of those little things with her. So hopefully, that helps her a lot. But, the holidays are coming. I think the next 3 months are going to be hard on her no matter what happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's my brother's birthday. Then when he passed, it's never easy till after New Year's.
No. And remember, she's a loner, but COVID's been hard on people even if they're loners. It's been a lot more isolation than necessary.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to feel it now.
Yeah.
There's this corona blues with everybody. And you know what it is we keep hoping it's going to get better. And then, then you hear this, that, and the other thing. So you don't know what this is ever going to end. So I think that's a lot of the energy that's in the world that people are feeling too. So it's more, it's kind of a complex time right now for people.
Yes.
But I'll be looking forward to seeing you next week. And of course, I don't know where that Nicole is. And, you said she's not answering, and Jean Steele said she's not answering, so I'm not sure.
No, let me just double check. Yep, I don't have any message from her. No, she didn't message me back.
Oh, I just got, okay. It's funny, did you hear that little bell messenger? Oh, God, it's Nicole. I'm in Montauk. I was planning on calling in, but I have no service in the place I'm in. Just getting a bar off Wi-Fi now. That's what she's...
Oh, there
you go. I think as you were on the phone, I got the answer I needed, all of a sudden, you let me know. So we know where she is now, but it's funny. No, there's no service in Montauk. That's a Montauk thing. But at least we know she's alive and well. So that's why she wasn't answering. Because it's not like her not to answer either you or Jean or whatever. Imagine how frantic she must have been. oh my God, I can't get service. What a terrible feeling. Well, I'm so glad you called in. And, if anyone wants to talk to me, they have to press 1. And if we don't have anybody pressing 1, I might have to pick on some of you.
That's funny.
whether you want to speak or not. So, because I don't have Nicole here to chat with, so somebody better chat with me. Karen's always one of my favorites. Karen's a loyal listener of the show. And Karen, have you learned anything in all the time you're listening to the show, by the way?
Yeah, you know what? I always find it calms me. It's a good routine I have on Thursday nights where I'm cooking dinner or just getting things ready for the next day. And I do enjoy it. And there's always so many different listeners. So if it's usually about family or love, it does. It usually there's always a message in there for me.
And it's supposed to feel like a little family. Like Nicole and I are supposed to feel like you're a little bit of a family that you get to chat with on Thursday night.
Right.
You know, who won't yell at you, you know. Who won't fight with you, just your loving little family here. So, I know, it's wonderful. And I think we have Andrew. I'm going to pick up Andrew now. So, Karen, thank you, Andrew,
okay.
Because this is the night for all of you loyal listeners because we have a lot of callers, but no one's pressing. So a lot of them are new. I don't recognize any of these numbers. So the few that I recognize, like Andrew, Jean. Okay, so Karen, I'm going to
okay,
see you next
soon.
Week. I look forward to it. And
okay,
you have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hello, Andrew. You're live and on the air. So you were so funny when we saw you the other night.
Oh, I know. It must have been the margaritas. I don't know.
Margaritas.
No, I don't know. But, you know, sometimes when you can, like, it's a non, probably, you've always seen me on, like, a work day. So I'm always, like, work. I know I got to leave, go back. So, like, I'm totally loose when I'm, like, not on, like, the 9-to-5 grind, you know? So.
But also, you tend to come to, like, workshops or my plays or things where it's kind of more serious discussions going on. You haven't really
just sat down
and chilled out where we were just sitting and laughing and, the time went quite fast. I mean, I don't know. You had to work the next day. Were you tired?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Well, no, I didn't work on Monday. I didn't work on Monday, no.
Okay, good.
But, I could have hung out, but I was like, well, it's kind of getting late. I'm like, I feel bad, you know. So, like, I need to let them have their time. So,
TJ was very tired. I wasn't tired, but TJ was. So, Andrew,
yeah.
You've been a regular listener of the show, too. Do you find you learn anything listening to the show? Is there any things, the recurring themes or messages that come across to you?
I'm definitely a regular listener, just like Karen. 7 o'clock on Thursday is usually like, this is what I'm doing. I try to like, if I'm riding my bike, if I'm in the car, if I'm at the office, like I always try to tune in. If I don't, I try to catch up on them. I don't think I've missed a show since I started listening. I do have, like, the last couple I missed, but I'll go through the archives and listen up on them. But, I don't know, the one thing I practice and preach, I guess, to everyone is, like, patience. I swear, like, patience is probably the biggest takeaway that I've taken. Like I think I've always been patient, but, you know, more patient than a normal, regular person. So I always try to tell people, just be patient, let it play out. Like, I mean, I'm probably too patient, I'll be honest. But patience and to keep the faith is my favorite one. So those are my two mantras.
And I like the way you said patience because even when people have to wait for a reading, they're like, oh, but I need to hear it right now. I need to talk to you right now. Mostly what you think you need to talk to me about isn't really what you need to talk to me about. So waiting 6 weeks usually brings to forth what we really need to talk about. And
and
what they thought they so urgently needed me is already resolved by the time they come to me. But it is a big karmic lesson. And with life, sometimes we just have to let time heal wounds. If you notice with Susan, she has her COVID. She had her bad back. Part of it was she just got to wait till, like, you know, nature heals this. You know, you can't rush this. It's, like, going to take time. So just as our bodies take time to heal, issues take time to heal, things need the time to play out. And if we just learn some patience, we'd be surprised how we fight the nature of life too much. And maybe it's, you know, modern life where we watch television and problems are solved in a half an hour in a show or an hour. Maybe we want all the solutions fast. But
I mean,
it's learning to be patient.
I mean, I think I learned that you, I would say, I thought I was a patient person. But when I was going through the relationship stuff with the first girl that, you know, I had come across and talked to you, like, I was probably like, I don't even know, like, where do I start? Like, I wasn't sure. And he's like, just do this. You know, I just kind of just, like, you were mellow about it, so I was mellow about it. You know, if you were intense about it, I'd probably be intense about it. But you've always been like, look, just do this, da-da-da. And I've always – the thing that I take away, too, is, like, I remember the first time I ever talked to you, and you're like, just do as I say, and, you know, you'll be, you know, it's halfway there, you know? So I've always tried to apply everything you said as told, as instructed. You know, don't stray from what I was told, you know?
Right, so, and again, that patience, I'm glad you brought that up, patience. Patience is really key to things in life. And, you know, if anything, if you get nothing else out of the show tonight, listen to what Andrew's saying. If you have a problem that seems so pressing and you know, maybe you just need to step back a little bit. If you've done all you can, then just let the universe, like, let the solutions come.
Yeah.
Because half the time we rush
around
trying to fix things and we make it worse.
Yeah, I think that's, like, all the dating stuff. I've always, like, if you said just let it play out, you know, you might have to give it 3 months, and then sure enough, the person will pop up. Well, you know what? They've always popped up in that 90-day window or whatever. You know, you lay out and be like, yeah, I don't hear from them. Shut the door. You know, I've always, you know, let it go, you know, and let the cards fall when it may. So,
well, that's good advice. But we do have someone pressing one, so I'm going to try to get them. I know, of course,
no
I'm not screening, and that always makes me nervous. But, Andrew, thanks for your advice on patience, because I think that will be our theme for tonight. Patience!
Awesome. All right. I'll let you pick up the next one.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. So we have 631. The last four digits are 9930, and you will be live and on the air. Hello, you're live and on the air.
It's Debbie Tony.
Hi,
hello?
Debbie. I wasn't even sure this was Debbie Tony because you call from your usual other number, I think. But it's so good you came in because Nicole's not here. Nicole's not here, so thank God I have my regular listeners who will come talk because, you know, we have a lot of callers, but no one's pressing one. So, you know, that's always difficult. So how are you, Miss Debbie Tony?
First of all, I'm going to tell you, very telepathic lately, and just now I was speaking of Andrew, and there his voice was on your freaking show, and I'm not lying.
Wow. Well, you must have felt his energy. And he was so good because... And did you hear the word patience? Is there a message in there for you?
Well, it was the other thing you said about trying to make something work, and, you know, we were just going back and forth just now about what we have to do for me to do the audiobook.
I know, and it's funny because, you know, I had looked up, and the information that I had found about the contract that Audible gives for AEA, I couldn't find it again. It just disappeared.
Well,
from the...
I was told by membership that there is a lot of different information, so we're going to go straight to the horse's mouth, and if we don't get the answer we want, we're going to find our own solution, because I'm fun playing games.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard. You know, it's really hard, because we don't want to do anything to jeopardize anything. But so I think there'll be a solution. So we'll...
And
I trust that you'll find it. Are you still there?
Yeah. I'm putting a lot of distance between my sentences because there's a lot of feedback.
Yeah, I know. And it's not, I think it's coming via Blog Talk, maybe, because I'm not sure. I haven't had any of this, you know, with my own phone calls today, so I'm not sure what this is.
It could be my reception also. I'm going to take you off and put you on a different speaker. Hold on a second. Don't go away. I don't want to get cut off. Hold on. I don't think I can. Okay. I'm in the car, and I can't park because I'm driving. But, Cindy, I have to tell you something important.
Okay.
This is my sister Goldie.
I found a place in Florida.
Wow. Well, good. And so, you know, so that's where you're going to, did you buy it or you're thinking of it?
PJ, that's
it's, I'm not
There's somebody talking.
Yet.
Is that you? Is it coming from you? There's a voice.
It's
is that
not.
You?
I hear that voice. It's not me. I'm in my car alone.
It's not here either.
Is that, is that weird?
That is weird. Okay, I think it stopped. So anyway, so it looks promising for your move to Florida.
Yes, very.
Okay, good. That's good news. So, you know, I'm gonna ask your dad what he thinks. Okay, dad on the other side.
Please.
It looks like a really nice. He says it's a nice place. Okay. It also looks affordable. So. Like you could do it. Now, is this going to be just your place or your place with your mom?
All mine.
Wow. Well, your dad seems to be happy.
Away.
Wow. And now your dad is asking, are you going to sell the house in Lindenhurst?
Yes.
Okay. He's kind of on board with it. You know, it's a good time. You're going to get a good price for it. So
that's why we're doing it now.
Because you're going to get a great price for it. So your dad is on board with it. So it's funny because you were definitely meant to get through tonight because they wanted to talk to you about you buying that house in Florida. You know, and... You know, your dad will help you figure out if you need a little place here or something here, too, but
exactly.
He just thinks that the move would be good. So, he's, you know, the price looks good on the house in Florida, he said. How do you feel about it?
Amazing. I did my own negotiation. I got them down $9,000.
Wow. Great. Great, and in a market where people keep overbidding.
Yes.
So that is great. Well, your dad's happy about that, and, you know, so everything looks good. And, you know, I think that was meant to be tonight, that you should get through to tell us this good news.
Because I've been wanting to tell you for a couple of days, but you've been so busy, and I know you've been so busy. But I didn't want to just tell you. By a text or an email.
Wow. So is this definite? Are you definitely going to go to, you know, is this, do you have to wait till you sell your house?
So I did what I wanted to do was find a place in Florida first. So I have a little leverage of when to sell my house in Lindenhurst. So because it's going to be a big task to move, I at least know where I'm going. And I did want to ask if there was a time frame where I needed to sell by, because I don't want to lose the money on the house, but it's a gigantic task. And my priority is your book, and then I have my show in the city on October 21st. I didn't want to start to show the house till October 23rd. I wanted to make sure that was okay with the universe.
Are you sure you shouldn't start showing it a little sooner?
That's what I'm afraid of. I might be able to show it, but I'm going to be busy, and it's going to be hard, and I don't know if I can handle all of this at the same time.
All right, but, you know, you might want to just start, are you in talks with a real estate broker and everything? I would start all that.
Okay. Yeah, she's already to the house. We already have the CMA. We know the price. A lot's been done, but my concern is the physicality of it, getting the house ready to show. And moving. You know, if somebody buys the house, they're going to want you out. And you can
right,
lose you so much.
Well, your dad said don't wait too much past, you know, October 21st. Make sure you're ready to go at that moment.
Okay.
With it. Okay, because that's how he feels. That you should definitely get it moving. Okay, he's very excited about it, too. So that's the good news.
He's been with me through all of this. I'm going to tell you, I could sit here and tell you an hour's worth of signs. But the house had cat shower curtains, a cat cookie jar, and cats in the front of the house, like a statue. And the number
and we know
is
that Debbie's a cat woman, so that's Debbie's a cat woman.
And it has the house number is 7073, and that's how much I wanted to sell my house for, was 707. And it's Birchwood Drive, which is my best friend's address. And she's
wow.
the one who's been helping me look in Stewart for a year. And I could go on, because I didn't even see the house until I was on my way home from Florida, and I had to FaceTime the house because the real estate agent couldn't get there in time. And I was the only person that saw the house. It didn't even go up on the market because I grabbed
wow.
it before she even had time to take pictures of it, just because she put the sign up before she left on Labor Day weekend. It's so meant to be, and it's beautiful, and it's a walking distance from the pool. Do you need any more information about how right this is?
Wow. Well, you know, it seems like your dad helped find it because he seems, and your Aunt Rose from the other side seems to be excited too. So everybody's
yes.
on board with this. And it's good you're having your own house. They both agree with me that you shouldn't be that close to your mom. You need a little airspace. That's good. It's all perfect.
Yes.
You know, you're close enough to be if she needs help, but you're also far enough that you have, she can't be popping in all the time, every minute. And you'll have more, a little more privacy. So, and they said they'll help you with your career when you're in Florida too. So that's
oh,
important.
Yes.
You know,
we have to start fresh.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going
to
be
you
a fresh start.
You have to start fresh. Yep.
Absolutely.
You need a fresh start. Okay. Well, we see fresh start. I'm going to shuffle up some cards if anything else comes up about anything.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Because your dad would like you to have a soulmate. So kind of like
oh,
it looks to me like you have a soulmate for you in Florida. So dad's going to bring you love, going to bring you, help you with your career. You know, he's clapping his hand. Now, it's funny because tonight's had a lot of COVID. Like Susan had COVID and Karen was talking about how COVID slowed her life and you had COVID and your dad passed from COVID. So can you see that COVID is going to be sort of a shadow over everything for a long time? Okay. Sort of touching everything still.
And yet at the same time, you had talked about being like a reset button. It's resetting my whole life.
Right. In 2022, remember, 2022 is, you know, everything that you've been building on, everything that you've been working toward is supposed to, like, have had a little time to re-choose, you know, choose again, so that when you get into 2022, everything can move forward. And that's about when you'll be probably settling into Florida. Because it
exactly.
looks like in October, it's an unusual time to sell a house, or it might take a little bit longer than you might want to. Although, you know, houses are moving. So probably by December, January, you should be pretty much
yes.
out of there. So,
that's why I wanted to sell in October. I didn't want to sell too soon because we weren't going to be ready to move to after Christmas.
Right. So it looks like you'll be in there by 2022. So, you know, everything looks good in divine timing here. Okay. And you look like you're going to get your a good price for your house. So your cards are really, really good for 2022.
What do you
so
see
that,
in my card that like when you tell me?
Okay, about what?
What cards do you have in front of you?
Oh, yeah, you know the cards. Well, I have the Soulmate Lover cards. That's why I knew you did. And I have the Ace of Cups, which is a new year of joy and happiness. I have the card that is the Seven of Cups, which is, you know, making your choices. You know, what are you choosing? And I think you've made your decision to choose. I also got the Hangman card, so it's going to happen quickly, everything. So, you know, quick change. The card that I like the best is I got the Strength card that you get in with the Infinity sign, which means that you're getting a lot of strength from the other side. And I got the Ace of Pentacle card, which usually means new career or selling something or getting new money. So in your case, I think it's all three. So you've got really good cards out of the eight card spread. So,
wow.
Nothing to get. So this is, you're right in divine timing. Absolutely. So, you know, I am
I
so
got a worry
glad that,
card, though.
I did get a worry card, but that I ignored that because that's you always get a worry card. I don't pay too much. It's only one worry card. It's when I see four for you, I get worried. Okay, one card does not throw me off the track. Okay, but it would be abnormal for you not to worry. So that one card looks great. Okay, that looks great. Okay, now if anyone wants to talk to me, they do have to press 1. You know, we have all these calls that I don't know who they are. I have some that I do know who they are, but the ones who I don't know are not pressing, so I can't even pick them up. So, you know, I may end up picking on Jean Steele to see if there's anything she might have to say. But
okay.
This is a day where everybody gets in today. I mean, it's so funny.
Wow.
Now, I haven't heard back from Nicole because Nicole thought she had a Wi-Fi bar, but now it's like I haven't heard from her, so she probably couldn't find anything. You know, that's – anybody who's been in Montauk knows it's sometimes you just can't get a cell service or, you know, internet.
Yeah, terrible.
Well, so we do have Jean Steele did press. I'm so glad because I want to hear from Jean Steele because she called in a few weeks ago with a little bit of dilemma she was having with her family. So maybe we can hear if that dilemma has been solved too.
Okay.
So thank you for sharing that great news with you. I already knew it because your dad already told me you found a house in Florida, but I figured I'd let you tell me. He had already said, no, she's going to Florida. And you know what? I think a lot of decisions have been made by circumstances here for you, too, because, you know, there was no, you know, and some of it COVID-related, too. Notice how COVID is making people make decisions, and I think you're supposed to go to Florida, so don't look at it as a bad thing. Because if you weren't supposed to go to COVID, you know, go to Florida, all these obstacles caused by COVID would not be in your way right now. So look at it that way, you know, and let me know what happens with AEA, but also I don't think I want you to try to Google with Audible because they have a separate contract with AEA that you don't pay into the health insurance and things like that. There's a separate contract. It just tells you how much per hour, but you don't have to go through Paymaster is what it is.
Right. That was a joke. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Just so you know. And it's so funny. I found that information and now I can't find it anywhere on the internet again. So go figure, you know, and I keep Googling the same thing I Googled to find it. Now I can't find it. Does that ever happen to anybody else where you find the information and then somehow you can never locate it again? Odd.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Well, bye for now. Let's see what Jean Steele has to say.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. We have Jean Steele. So did you solve your problem that you called in about the last time?
No, it's getting there, but it's still not good. After a month, I finally texted my son and said, could we be at truce? You know, it's done, it's over, let's enjoy the baby. And he said, okay. Meanwhile, I have not heard from his girlfriend at all. I've texted her once with a question and she answered me, but nothing, you know. I asked, he said, oh, there'll be rules now, you know, when we talk, so whatever. And then, like, last week I said, can I come see the dog? You know, it would be nice, and I'd like to see Christy. He goes, she's not ready yet. So this has been going on since July 14th.
Okay. Now, for those listeners who don't know the problem, it's you have a son who's having a baby.
Yeah.
And they sort of told everybody else but you first.
No,
if I remember correctly.
They told his friends at a bachelor party and her mother and sister. And the friends slipped and told me.
Oh.
So the friend said, congratulations on Christy having a baby. I said, oh, okay, thanks, you know. They said, oh, she's due in February. Meanwhile, I had asked him during the week, is she pregnant because she's been sick and this, and he says, no, 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 no. So he blatantly lied to me. And
well,
was he
afraid? Some people are afraid to tell people too soon. You know,
no,
maybe he was afraid.
Didn't. But why tell your friends then?
Well, he probably was drunk at the bachelor party.
No, he wasn't. No, it was on the plane on the way.
Oh.
His excuse is it was the only place I was going to see them all together. And for his mother, for her mother and sister, they just happened to be at the house the day she got home from the doctor's.
Okay, well, you know, so anyway, I'm not liking that there's going to be rules here. What does that mean?
Oh, who knows? The first rules are, you know, you just can't stop over the house like you usually do when you're in the area. I said, Bobby, I stop over to drop things off, like farm stand things or, you know, gifts for your house or whatever. I said, I wouldn't stop over unannounced if you would invite people over. It's been 3 years and you have invited me for my birthday dinner. And when I had when I had the surgery, I stayed with you. Other than that, you have never invited me. And to this day, 3 years, you have never invited your sister.
Well, everybody had COVID. They could blame it on for a while, right? But
COVID, 3 years.
Wow. Well, I would not take it too personally because I think this is just something that happens right lately to a lot everybody. It doesn't feel good, but once the baby's here, like I'm talking to your mom and dad on the other side. They go, once the baby comes, it may switch things to the better here. Okay.
It will. Like, it's her. She's manipulative, and he is just going by it. And I didn't know that the temper he had and the anger when he started to yell at me that I was, you know, how dare I be hurt? I'm not allowed to be hurt. It's his way in life to tell who he chooses to. I said, yes, it is, but don't you think you should tell your mother before your friends? And then he got defensive, and my daughter said, this is how he is. She goes, that's why I'm not close to him, Ma. I grew up with this.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hurtful, but it does look like once the baby comes, you know, you will have some bonding with the child.
Yeah.
You know, with the rules, it seems more like, I don't know, are they going to give you rules when you could come for the baby? It looks like that's what they're maybe talking about, but.
It's going to be total.
Right.
I'm expecting whole thing.
Right, but I would say, you know, give it a little time. She seems to be having a little bit of a rough pregnancy, so maybe she's not feeling well or whatever.
According to him, she's perfect now after the first trimester. She's finally eating. She's doing good. I said, all right. Well, her birthday is the 16th. I have a gift for her. I bought her maternity clothes, and I'm not dropping it at his jiu-jitsu class, which is by my house, and I'm not saying come get it. You will have to wait until you invite me over.
And that's good. I mean, it's, you know, I wish I could say I don't hear this every day, but I hear it every day with parents, you know, that their children are not, you know, they don't answer their texts, they don't call.
No,
I was told
it's sons. This is how the sons treat their mothers after they get involved with a woman.
Well, I just think it's kind of, I think they were a little shocked by this too. Do you realize that? So they maybe
they said it was all planned. They tried to tell my daughter their life wasn't going according to schedule, so they decided to get pregnant.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
Oh, is that what they're going
with? Story, and they're sticking with it. You
yeah,
know, but what
we
I
have,
would just
we
say
have
is,
other we have other babies coming now too.
Who else?
I have my niece Allie is January. Christy, my future daughter Laura, is February, and my niece Danielle is March.
Well, all right, so we got the baby. So I know, you know, I think what people have been doing during COVID, huh?
And I'm sure my daughter will have one by the summer.
Yep, that's what I see. I see her getting pregnant. Let me see. She looks like she's going to be pregnant soon, too. So, I mean,
yeah, it's very soon.
I mean, that's good. And, you know, I just know that you're such a good mom and you'll be a good grandmother. And, you know, it's you know, I have one of my very good friends, and this is kind of a funny story. Her house is one of these houses that are always spotlessly clean. Like, I would dine in her bathroom, okay? Everything is so clean. And her daughter-in-law doesn't want her daughter there because they have this big house in one of the back rooms, you know, one of those rooms that are all screened and open. And once in a while, you know, my friend Sue's husband smokes a cigar in that room. But it's
right.
All open. And she says, because it stinks like cigars. Now, the house never stinks like cigars. And so Sue had this, like, home guy come inspector to make sure there's nothing chemical in the house, nothing could harm the baby, nothing. You know, it costs like $2,000 as a check to make sure everything's fine, right? And the guy, and she said, you know, the husband said, okay, what's the verdict on the house? And the inspector said, you need a new daughter-in-law, is what they said. Because, you know, house is perfect. It's spotless. It's clean. What do you mean? You know, it's toxic. Imagine telling them your house is toxic. How absurd is that? But this seems to be the way of the world, you know. And fortunately, she's kind of been patient with this situation, which I'm giving you some advice for, you know, 2 years. So it's kind of working its way out, okay? But sometimes you just have to bite your tongue. And remember Andrew said the word patience today.
Well,
sometimes
yeah,
we just need patience.
Yeah, I've got all the patience. I don't say anything anymore. I don't – what happens is going to happen. And I ask spirit certain things, and hopefully it works out. And you know what? In time, it will tell.
Right, and that's what I would say. Just a little, I just see calling for a little patience. And anyway, we're just about at the end of our show. And thank you all of my good clients for filling in today, because I did not have Nicole at all here. So, and, you know, Nicole usually is good at screening people so that they'll come online, you know, here, they'll come on. And I can't do that by myself. So I was dependent on the kindness of my clients to get through tonight's radio show. But I think it was a little gift from spirit, because all of your spirits wanted you to call in and talk. So I think that was great tonight. So call in again, listen again, and have a great week. And we'll all speak next week. And, Jean, I'm not worried about you. I think it's all going to work out.
All right, thanks. Have a good week.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Cindy. Wait.